If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thanks so much for staying with us. So MMC for Human Settlement in the city of Johannesburg was meant to hold a public engagement in Soweto today, addressing housing issues in the area. There had been a long process where the province had actually said, no, we will then deploy the MMC to come and talk to you. On the line with us is community leader and Abahlali Basezola member, who is one of the people who was scheduled to have this meeting with the MMC. He's on the line with us, Mduduzi Makubo. Thank you very much, Baba, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Yes, good evening, Larry.
I'm well, thank you. Did the meeting finally go ahead this evening?
No, it did not. We are really disappointed that we initiated the meeting and the officials did not get up to the end of the bargain.
And what was the problem with the meeting taking place?
I think they resorted to their schedule. They told us that their schedules were too hectic and they can't come to us at the moment because they've not consulted the relevant stakeholders within their offices. So that is the main reason, basically, from their side.
So maybe if you can just give me a sense of what actually transpired today, according to you, what happened?
No, because they cancelled on the last minute on us because the community was really ready for them to receive, because they've been initiating this meeting for a number of times, you know, even through other avenues to get them to come and address the community. Because the community now is really frustrated that officials don't really come and address them, you know, because of other issues that the red tape that are created by councillors who come in and not really filter the information through to our side.
Well, but Makub, where were you gathered?
We gathered Ezola Clubhouse.
Ezola
Clubhouse.
So Ezola, he did not arrive, Ezola, at all?
No, they did not.
What's at the heart of your concerns as the community, Ezola?
No, basically, it's that issue of the housing deadlock and that not proper consultation and a proper public engagement. Yes. That does not happen with the community, you know. So, as I said earlier, you'll find that the red tape that lies between the councillors. The councillors will get the information and not filter the information through to the community and call public business. Because even if in our ward, our councillors doesn't call the public business. So the community now is at a ledge where not having access to information.
What have the community members decided to do since he didn't arrive at the meeting you were supposed to meet him at?
No, I think we'll recoup and take a way forward from the community, because we can't just take a decision on behalf of the community. We're going to recoup, call back the community and hear what they say, because the frustration is there because there's a huge backlog. People are living in their backyards. Crane is taking us for a longer time, and we find that the information doesn't get through.
Appreciate you talking to us this evening, Baba. Thank you. Mduduzi Makubo is a community leader. Wasebahlali Basezola. He's a community leader there. And then there's the Diepkloof community leader, Tahir Mollo. A very good evening to you. I want to know whether you got a chance to meet with the MMC earlier on today.
Greetings to your listeners.
Greetings.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I should think, or from our side, we were very disappointed.
Yeah.
Why? Because you see, sometimes when you're dealing with service delivery, we are not supposed to be partisan. What we saw in that meeting in Orlando was nothing but the promises that we had since the RTP issue came on board. And boasting, by the way, because of the MMC was actually saying to us, I was there and I was moved out from the position and then I came back. Mm. So I'm starting afresh from where I left. No? Mm. And the interesting part, the person who was who's assigned for allocation, he was totally out of line.
Mm.
When he said to the resident, when a person dies, I apply things. Mm. What happens is that the children won't benefit, cannot claim that particular RDP house. But when you fill up the actual form, the application form and RDP house, there is a beneficiary section where you need to fill up your children and so forth. Now, our challenge as Deep Groove community is that we can't be waiting for decades to get houses because of the corruption that is happening within that department. The RTP and human settlement.
Ntatemolo, just maybe give me a sense, because we are told that when he arrived, there was a bit of commotion and then it took quite a bit of time to get him to settle down. Give me a sense of who else accompanied him to this meeting.
The councillors, of course, of the respective wards that we have in Soweto.
Okay.
I can mention some of those councillors, is Ward 30 and Ward 27 and so forth. Now, the challenges that we have with these councillors, what do they get this information at first? But they don't communicate whatever that needs to be communicated to us as a community. They only communicate with those who belong to a particular party. Because of the sense that we got from that meeting, it is that the information that the NNC was actually talking about, it was none other than to say, I've communicated, I've shared the information, but it did not come to us as residents of this group, which it becomes a concern. For did we elect partisan leaders, or did we elect councillors that need to serve the entire community irrespective of their color of the T-shirt that they are wearing?
So it seems to me like this communication breakdown has, as you are saying, got to do with the fact that only certain political party affiliated people are getting information that you are not getting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I can testify for in that particular note that when we arrived, we were tunneled to a smaller wall where, I mean, the resident where it was most, they can fill up Orlando Stadium. But we were channeled to a smaller hall. That means whoever was organizing that was not organized. Then later on, we were supposed to be shifted to another bigger hall. So that shows or they don't respect the interest of the people that they are serving.
So did he bring all the other stakeholders, apart from the councillors? Did Joshko come? Did provincial representatives come?
Yes, the provincial were there. Joshko was there. In fact, they were there to tell us for it. The MMT, in his opening statement, he said, we are going to allocate or deliver almost 50 houses in Soweto for those, especially for the 1996 going forward. The Joshko was there, but now for where I'm standing as this community, we did not have a chance of all of those departments that were there to give us the true reflection of what's going to happen. All what they did was to tell us something that we know.
So it clearly means to me then, from what you're saying, that even though the meeting happened, even though they are saying that they've been giving feedback, there's a sense that on the ground you're not satisfied.
Correct, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So then what does that mean going forward?
I think in terms of the way forward, this community, we need to escalate our issues. Remember, there is an organization, they call themselves South African Illness, something like this.
Yep.
They marched to Pretoria.
South African Social Ills.
Yes, Social Ills.
That's
right. Yeah, they marched, they submitted a memorandum. Even today, the minister did not respond. That means there's that tension of arrogance that these people are actually giving us, as in fact, they are giving us a nation singer at the community of this group and elsewhere. Because of, it can't be correct that a certain particular group is being entertained and they call themselves that we are representing the entire Soviet, only to find that already. It is fact those certain individuals that are meeting with the MMC, the minister, wherever that group is. At the bottom line is, we need to get answers. When are we going to be allocated? Where are we going to be allocated? Is there a land where these people who have actually applied are going to be allocated?
So, but the South African National Social Ills, they marched to the province. So, yes. You know, I don't want to assume you're saying they should have represented you. What I'm saying is they did what they did. And you're not happy with that kind of representation. What kind of real action are you going to take?
I think the only way of resolving this kind of issues, especially on houses backlog, it is the community to go to the street. Obviously, we should be guided by what the Constitution says.
Mm.
The Constitution says of this country, under the Bill of Rights, we've got all the rights to adequate housing. And therefore, it is our right as community members to receive what the government has promised us from 1994. So social issues have done their part, and we support what they have done.
Mm.
And therefore, it is up to us as the community to say, how much time are we going to wait to fight for our right of getting these houses? I mean, 30 years is too much. In 30 years, 1994, I mean, from now, some are dead, some their kids, they are now at varsity, some they are even waking.
Yeah.
While we are still waiting for the same one thing.
So since you were able to be in that meeting, and even though you don't agree with what happened, did you convey that message to the MMC? And did other officials also get to hear you? You know, Joshua, as you're saying, officials from the province, did you tell them that this is how you feel, and what was their response?
Some of us were very lucky to be interviewed by the communication desk. I'm sure it's a communication officer who was interviewing me from the city of Johannesburg. Who was actually saying, why are you protesting? So remember when we protested outside?
Yeah.
So the city of Johannesburg was actually concerned, why are we protesting?
Mm.
The information that I'm giving you now, it is the very information that we indicated to the officials of the city of Johannesburg to say, we cannot be waiting for 30 years. While corruption has taken over our streets by these RDP houses that we are talking about. Because remember, those who have applied for 1996 today, they will never get them. They might even not get those houses because of corruption that is happening within that department. That is the most corrupt department I've ever since I was born.
So what commitments did they make to you then directly as a community?
There was no actual commitment. All what I can say already is open session for questions and answers, which is took us almost the whole day. They did not even have a chance to respond because of they did not know what they are doing. We did not get the responses, by the way. The only thing that we got was the presentation from the MMC, and that guy was very arrogant. He was telling us, if you are dead, you are dead, and your children will never get a house under your name. But when you fill up the form, paternity beneficiaries. So what?
Wow. And you're saying you are thinking the next step is, after consultation, of course, that you're going to take to the streets. Is that sort of where you guys have left it?
Yeah, I think the government of today, that's the only language they understand. I'm not actually promoting violence here. I'm actually saying the Constitution allows us to picket, to march, and to protest. We'll actually have to apply through the necessary protocol that is there with the JMPD, whatever it is. But we must go to the streets and raise our frustration. Because of this consultation meeting, they're not actually saving the interests of us as a community. They're actually saving their own interests to say, I've went to the community, I've consulted with the community, and that's it.
So there was no follow-up date that was given by this MMC's office as well as the province and Joshko to say we'll be back on such and such a day? No follow-up meeting.
We are given a calendar, by the way.
Yeah.
That on the 20th of March, mm-hmm. they will be here in the group, Cote d'Ivoire, which we will be waiting, and we are going to mobilize, by the way, the very same people that have waited from 1996 and until now, to come and attend that meeting, so that we make things very straight and clear to the MMC. And we know that one doesn't have powers. The powers are with the minister. But at the end of the day, we must prove it that we have waited too long. For 30 years is it's too much for the people of this group to... By the way, historically, if you can check within the database of human and settlement, very few residents have been allocated to the fearing, to flee off and whatever it is. Very few in this group. So as a resident of this group, we need to stand up and fight for our rights.
How then did you feel about the promises that the Premier made yesterday in relation directly to this, saying that they now have a better plan, they're going to allocate stands rather than the actual houses, and specifically also pointing out the MMC saying he's done great work, hostels have been identified, some upgrades have been made. How do you feel about that?
Well, the Premier, according to us as leaders of the group, he said nothing. Because of the same story that he was actually telling us in that address of his, it was actually something that we know. It has been continuously happening, that promising, by the way, to say, well, instead of creating or giving you houses, we are going to allocate you to the stands where there will be water, sewer, and whatever. It has ever happened under his leadership and those who have left before him. So what he has actually said, it's just something that is a political mobilization for next year local government elections. Nothing more, nothing less.
Dr. Tahir Mollo, thank you so much for your time. He's a Deep Blue community leader there, as you can hear. We'll wait, obviously, for the 20th of March to see what the outcome of that meeting will be.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.